Let's take it from the top. Pop. Hot off the wipe, baby. With my people's Britney, bitch.
Not only will Chris Brown spend the next month in jail, he's going to do that in solitary confinement. So he's going to do that for 23 hours of each day. Now, he's locked up for violating his probation, getting kicked out of rehab, and they're saying he's allowed to read and exercise in his cell, but according to TMZ, he won't have direct access to a shower, can only bathe every 2 days, and he's going to be like that till April 23rd.
Wow.
Man, that sounds like an ex-girlfriend of mine.
Ew.
My babes every other day and stuff.
That sounds really bad, though. It just sounds.
Yeah, I used to go over there, her house, every other day.
on the clean days?
Absolutely.
Lil Boosie, he's warning people about a scam. Someone's impersonating his manager and his brother, taking money from promoters. They say this guy has already collected about $75,000 from three different people.
Wow.
So it has been reported to the police. Might want to look out for that.
Mm-hmm.
Kim and Kanye, they're going through with their lawsuit against the YouTube founder. He tried to get it dismissed. Of course, they're suing him for leaking the video of Yeezy's proposal. But the judge said when he signed that confidentiality agreement, he should have stuck to it.
Mm.
Promotional pics for R&B Divas Atlanta Season 3 has been released. And Lil Mo, I just love her. She says she plans on marrying her new boxer boo, Carl Dargan. And she calls herself the Hood Kim Kardashian.
Here we go.
She calls herself that because she says she'll get married 10 times because she believes in love.
Wow. I like her.
Okay. Speaking of love, Big Sean and his fiance Naya Rivera from Glee released beach pictures, and she's definitely got some new boobs.
Wow.
They're like huge. Anyway, Eminem, he's going to headline this year's Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago. Speaking of him, 50 Cent says that record executive Steve Stout warned him about signing with a white boy. So 50 was with him for 12 years, but he left Eminem's label after that and says that Eminem's still his favorite white boy. There might be some beef between exes Diddy and J-Lo. Diddy, you know, we told you he's pursuing Fuse TV so he can expand Revolt TV, but someone else put in a bid, Nuvo TV, and J-Lo owns a piece of that. So we'll see who wins that battle.
All right.
J-Lo's also releasing an album in a few months, if you want to know about that.
All right.
Speaking of new music, Prince has a new song. It's a duet with Zooey Deschanel called Fall in Love Tonight.
No, that's what's up.
Also, Redman, he's trying to make a How High 2. Do you guys think it could be better than the first one?
Probably.
Probably. I'm Britton. That's your Hot Off the Wire. If I miss anything, tweet me at Too Pretty Britty and at Russ Parr Show. And for more stories, go to RussParrMorningShow.com.